Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chop Soccer Podcast, episode 25. First quarter century on y'all ass. What up with it?
The quarter episode, we here.
Yes, sir. This is your host, Rox Fontaine, and...
It's your boy, Ken Jennings, a.k.a. Mr. Jeopardy. I'll take white people for 200, Alex. And the question is, white people destroy cultures to sell this, but rarely use it themselves. Boop, boop. What are spices, you know what? Alex?
I love this one. This one's my favorite. I love it. Pew, 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 pew. Air horn. Super early. Super, super early. And yes, it's your girl, Shanoa. We're back again. Glad to be back. We're going to kick it off with Center Circle. What games happened? What did we catch? Any rumors? Any chat? Any talk? We're going to actually toss it to Ken this week. Ken, what did you catch?
I will start with what you know I watched. Arsenal got a win this week over a team in a Champions League spot. We beat them handily. So pat on the back for that one. Let's see. Saturday, let's see. City played. So City won. Bayern won. Dortmund won. Leipzig barely won. Juve drew. Barcelona won. And then on Sunday, Arsenal won. Tottenham won. Man City and Chelsea, that was a pretty big game. It was boo-boo, though. It was like 0-0. I fell asleep watching it. Liverpool got back to winning. The Olympique Derby, I believe they call it. Marseille and Lyon, that was a 1-1 draw. Okay. And that's probably my weekend roundup. Oh, AC Milan beat Roma, which is a pretty big game. And yeah, that's probably my weekend roundup.
Nice. I got nothing, y'all. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Ken literally just watched enough for the both of us. It's totally okay.
Right. Oh, and I don't know if this is problematic or not, but big shout out to Sam Mewis. She had a brace this week for the City women.
Hey.
I didn't know.
Oh, it's a happy women's, what is it?
It's
today is the first day of Women's History Month.
Yeah, Women's History Month.
Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. Yes, happy Women's History Month to all the ladies out there. Yeah, let's celebrate you this month. I'll definitely be looking for some things to read and for some interesting tweets and stuff from women to amplify. I'm here for that. That's dope.
Yeah. Did you watch anything this week, Shanoa?
No, like I literally, no. So this weekend, what I feel like, so what I watched is Snowfall. I binged Snowfall and I've been also, you know, trying to find an apartment. So like literally I've just been laser focused on that. You know, I'm going to LA. She's officially going to be an LA girl. I'm going to officially be the real life Molly Carter, but you know, the Tucson version. So yeah, I'm super hyped about that. So I've been like laser focused on just trying to like find an apartment and close as soon as I can. But other than that, I did not watch any games. I'm still honestly just waiting for like MLS to kick up. Like I did watch, you know, like obviously the US, the U.S. tournament, like, what is it? She Believes Cup. Yeah. Like, I caught that. That was fun to watch. Shout out to U.S. women for, you know, taking that home. But I'm not really trying to jump into, like, watching, like, the international games just yet. So I'm like, let me just watch MLS and get out, you know, get my feet wet with that. So no, I didn't catch any games, though. But once the season catches, you know, for sure, I'm going to be on top of it.
That makes me feel good in my soul. MLS first, home team things. Yes, yeah, we ride like that.
Yeah, I can't, you know, you gotta crawl before you walk. And I just think it makes sense for you to be in that space first. Yeah.
Shanoa felt the pressure last week in the Mixi rankings. So she's on her way to LA.
I didn't feel the pressure at all. I literally believe it to be the most completely accurate thing I think we've probably said on this show of me leading the charge of being Mixi number one for our group. Like it's kind of obvious, y'all. I didn't go out as much as I should have for Black History Month. I probably should have been in the streets a little bit more, but I wasn't. But wait till I get to LA, y'all. The story's about to be so good. Ooh, I'm so excited. I just got excited.
You know what I can't wait for?
What?
I can't wait till you... Oh, go ahead,
I can't wait to see your Instagram photos in LA. Like, that's going to be elite flexing.
You and the Valeria. You and the Valeria crossover flicks. I'm waiting on it. You guys
honestly,
have got to do.
You're right. You guys have to do a tandem. Full-fledged rollout.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're going to be cutting the food too. Plus you have so much to explore and learn. So yeah. Like you can capture all that too. Like watch me shift into a LA girl. Like that's going to be fire.
That's going to be weird though if you're not a LAFC fan or like a Galaxy fan. Like I don't know how you're going to rock in LA if you're like a Timbers fan.
Yeah.
I've already kind of proclaimed, you know, over the weekend because we had Chop House. So shout out to everybody that came through. But, you know, I've already kind of shared that I may not be a Timbers fan. You know what I'm saying? I think the last straw was those jerseys that came out. So I might officially, I'm going to start fresh. I think everybody gave me grace and they said, you know, I don't have to like, you know, I don't have to like claim a team this early. So I appreciate all the grace and I take that wisdom. And I'm going to just wait it. I'm going to wait it out and I'm going to just start watching a few games and, you know, get acclimated with the players. And then I'll settle on like a home team to rock with. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's the best way because it's really just a feeling.
Yeah. And no wonder we don't have any listeners in Portland now. Like, Chanel's been dumping on them. I was looking at the analytics yesterday. And there was like a giant Oregon-sized hole on the map of where our listeners are.
I left me on. Great.
And I was like, what is that?
Good. Wow. That's hilarious. Short corners this week. We got some good ones in here. A couple of culture things, a couple of soccer things. We'll start off with Twitter has a super follow in the works, which seems to be aimed at targeting influencers who can charge people a la OnlyFans to access exclusive content on Twitter. How are y'all feeling about this?
Tweetreon.
He said Tweetreon.
Yeah, pretty soon Twitter's going to be Tweet House. Like, I feel like we've kind of reached the point in all of these apps where like once you get so large, like you can't really go anywhere. So like if something was to happen to like Patreon, oh, like look at Snapchat, right? Like everybody was like Snapchat's dead, right? Well, Snapchat didn't really die. It's just that everybody took their technology and kind of locked it into their own platform, right? Like you're starting to see that with like TikTok and like Instagram Reels and like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like this is just, like, an evolution of that. And, like, Twitter's just pulling over things from, like, Patreon and, like, OnlyFans because they realize that they have a pretty large base of people who are considered, like, creators, I guess.
But I feel like Twitter has been, I mean, obviously it's bigger than it's been around longer than Instagram. But so 2009. So like a lot of people started on Twitter back in like the dark days when like celebrities used to like pop shit and just like be crazy. Somebody was actually posted like because Rihanna's birthday was like at the end of February and they did like a thread of all her like just wild tweets. I'm like, Rihanna really used to go in on folks on Twitter. But like I saw that to say like, Twitter's like an OG of the social media game. So it's kind of surprising that they didn't, I guess, come up with this sooner. And they're also going to be playing with, I guess, the concept of communities and like, which is going to be like their version of like Facebook groups, which again, I think it makes sense. Like a lot of your favorite influencers started on Twitter first and then they expanded to other platforms. So I think this is just a way for them to just kind of keep like that original base that you built and other people that you've, you know, kind of gathered along the way and then keep them there and then just give them specific content. To me, it makes sense to just like create a paywall in a place that you kind of originated and get people to go there versus like outsourcing to like 50 different other, you know, platforms. So I think it's kind of dope. I mean, again, I think that they should have done this probably sooner, but, you know, I guess better late than never. But I think the concept overall is kind of dope, especially for like Black creatives. I'm excited to see what Black creatives are going to do with this space. Yeah. I just think that that's kind of dope. So I'm interested to see it. There's not anyone enough that I feel I want to, you know, give my money to on a monthly basis. Like there's no one's content that I love that much that I need to pay extra to see, but we'll see. It depends on how creative people can get with it. Then I you know, I won't never say never, but I think it's dope.
Wu-Tang may have an internal versus Ghostface Killah versus Raekwon the Chef. This might go down and holy shit. I would love to see this.
Knowing Wu-Tang, and I think they might know this, I don't think this is actually going to be a versus. This is just going to be like an excuse to get every member of Wu-Tang on the stage at some point. Because I think if you take 20 Raekwon tracks and 20 Ghostface tracks, you can figure out a way to get almost every, at least most of the prominent members of Wu-Tang up there. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be like a posse cut. Like, you don't have to do like Triumph or anything like that. Because I think they each have like, you know, individual cuts with members in Jam.
You kind of do have to do Triumph though. Because otherwise, who gets Triumph?
You kind of have to bomb atomically.
Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses can't define why I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scar, shogun, explosion with my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet, shine blind, forensics.
Yo, that
greatest verse of all time, period.
How is it that we just randomly know those bars? Like,
because that is the greatest rap verse of all time, period. And if you don't know that, I don't trust you.
Because you can literally say, I bomb it.
I was like, you don't trust anything because I don't know it. I mean, hopefully this is a safe space, but I am here to report that the only Wu-Tang song I know is Cream. I don't really know any of Wu-Tang's catalog. Like, I know that there's a bunch of people in it. I know that they're responsible for, like, great solo careers. Like, I know RZA. Like, I know them individually. Like, and I know, like, obviously Meth and Redman. Like, I know the crew individually, but, like, as a unit, I don't know their catalog. Like, I just...
Not there's a just bunch of people in it.
I just know there's a bunch of people in it. Like, I know the logo. Like, I get all that. Like, I know the Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with. Like, I know, like, some of the, like, you know, little catchphrases and stuff like that. But, like, I couldn't name, if somebody were to hold me at gunpoint and say, recite a Wu-Tang song, that would be the end of Shanoa Green, unfortunately. I just don't know their catalog. So I'm sorry.
I just have one question.
What?
Who mans is this?
I'm so sorry. I mean, maybe this would be tacked up to me being from Arizona and that I was like a little church girl growing up.
Definitely.
So like Wu-Tang
Definitely.
Just did not, it just, when I like got, so like my story of like hip hop and rap is a little bit unique than probably most people. Like, I grew up in like in the church. So like we didn't listen to nothing but gospel music. So like when I finally was able to like, you know, listen to something outside of Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond, the first artist that I got introduced to was Kanye West. So I had to go back and listen to a bunch of different artists. And when I went back, Wu-Tang just never caught me for some reason. So that's the main reason why I don't really know any of Wu-Tang's catalog.
I think you can actually name five members of Wu-Tang, Shanoa. I believe in you.
But I'm saying I can name the crew, but tell me to like a song. I'm not going to, and I know like everybody talks about what the 36 Chambers and what is that the name of the album? 36 Chambers. Like, I know the name. I know like certain things about the group, but like, I don't know any of their music. Like, I'm not a complete square. Like, I'm like, I think I'm kind of cool. I just don't know their music though. Is what I'm saying? Like, I know that they're like a huge part of hip hop culture. And again, that there's 5011 niggas in the group and they're merch everywhere. Like their merch, you know, the W is like known, you know, the Wu, like that, like their logo is like mainstream. It's global. It's international.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I obviously know of it, but I just don't know it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like when y'all was having y'all moment, I'm like, I don't know what the hell they talking about. I'm gonna let them have it.
It's all good.
Yeah.
You're off the hook, Shanoa.
To be fair though, I would have some questions if like a girl was just able to like bar my head off with the Wu-Tang bars. Like, I would have some questions like where she got them from.
No, don't like, do that. Don't I do that. Because I know when. Yeah, don't do that. Like, what?
No. I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing, but I mean, like, how people get to Wu-Tang is a very, like, however you get to it is a very interesting story, right? Like, especially if you're not from the greater New York area of, like, the mid 90s, right? Yeah. Because, I mean, like, a lot of people came to Wu-Tang through, like, How High with, like, Method Man and Redman, right? Yeah. Like, a lot of people came to Wu-Tang, like, later with, like, is it RZA that's doing all the production work and stuff?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, if you kind of missed, like, the Wu-Tang wave, you know, when they were, like, hot, 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 you know, you kind of come to them in a different way. So I'm always interested to hear how, like, people came to Wu-Tang. So I'd be especially interested to hear how, like, female fans of Wu-Tang got into Wu-Tang, because it's not feminine music at all.
ESPN, they posted an Instagram post where they said Future on March Madness, and it was a picture of 2 Chainz.
So ridiculous.
Damn, who mans?
Now that deserves a who mans is this. Come on now. Come on. They don't even look anything alike. Like, they just both have dreads, but they don't look anything alike by any means.
You know what blows my mind is, like, this is a mistake that you can't make. I don't care, like, what excuse you come up with. A social media manager has to know this.
1,000%. You have to know pop culture, and you're running the ESPN account, like, yeah, who claims to be so, you know, down with culture and all this other stuff. Like, this, no, I don't like it. It's stupid. It's egregious, and it's annoying. It's just showing that, like, people want to just be down with culture when they don't know anything that's going on with it, because it just felt like that was, like, the right thing to do. They heard a Future song with March Madness, so they were like, oh, you know, it would be cute if we posted a picture of Future and said March Madness, because it's the kickoff of March. Like, that's just, it's unoriginal, first of all. And then you use the wrong nigga. Like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong with y'all? Like, just stop.
I can see how they came to it. I mean, it is. Okay, so without shooting anybody any bail, like, I'm not trying to shoot anybody any bail, but, like, I'm trying to think of Future in 2 Chainz in the greater landscape of music. And while they are, like, very recognizable artists in terms of their names, I don't really know if, just like in the way the racist world works, if you take two rappers from Atlanta and put, like, if you take all the rappers in Atlanta and fucking tell them, put them in a lineup, give it to some random white person that, like, you know, might have heard the music, who might be able to be like, oh, I know who Future is. Oh, I know who 2 Chainz is. Oh, I know who the Migos are, because I've heard their songs. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you're like, okay, point them out. Like, I can see
where you get the cutscene. Like, you're probably wondering how I got here.
Yeah. Right. Or you get the gif of the dude scratching his head and he's got the buttons, like, ooh, 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 ooh. Like, which button? Because, I mean, like, music is an audio medium, right? So I could see, yeah, like, without shooting anybody any bail, because once again,
you already shot it.
Once again,
yeah, for sure, you bailed him out.
Once again, but I mean, like, all you have to do, I feel like this is more lazy than anything else, because all you have to do is go to Google and Google Future. Right. And get, yeah, whatever, or go to Getty Images or whatever, like, ESPN has. Like, I feel like this is more lazy than anything else, because I think
it's just bots.
You could totally not know what they look like. And then, oh, I didn't even think of that angle. Tell me more about that.
So they have a scheduler. It's ESPN. They're not sitting there on Twitter all day or Instagram or whatever. They put it in a schedule, and maybe it was supposed to be something else, or he just forgot, didn't look at the picture. Just type Future and put it in the scheduler, and then was like, oh shit, when it came out. So I am shooting bail.
Okay.
And have somebody black in there being the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, again, like, I just feel like if you're gonna try to play this lane and toe the line of being like, we wanna be in the culture, then you should have had somebody black in there, or at least somebody that is familiar with the culture enough to not make this mistake, a scheduler or not. Know who the person is that you're talking about. That's really my main issue. Like, not to be all like Debbie Downer, but it's ESPN we're talking about, that, like, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? Cut Jemele Hill, Mike is, you know what I mean? Like, the one of the, like, biggest black shows on there was His and Hers. That was my favorite show. You know what I'm saying? Like, that got cut. You know what I mean? So there's, like, I don't know, it just leaves, like, a bad taste in my mouth. It's like, you couldn't even get this right, then just don't play that game at all.
Yeah. Another news, USL announced a revenue sharing model where they will be taking 50% of all national media and sponsorship revenue and sharing it with the clubs within the league. Ken, I would love to hear what you think about this and why you think this is.
First thing I think about it is if the splits are the same for the franchise teams as well as the independent teams, then this is going to be huge.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's for everybody.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be huge. I'm really excited for it. And the reason I think they're doing this is because ultimately I feel like they're going to start trying to break off their franchise models, and they're kind of weeding people off of the franchise to move towards like more of an independent club status. Because I think that USL being second and third division, I believe, they're able to be a lot more flexible with how they move. And I think that they see the horizon of where things are going in terms of what MLS is doing versus what everyone else is doing. And I think they're choosing the everyone else category.
Yeah. So here's my theory.
Okay.
I think USL did this directly in response to NISA.
I can see that, yeah.
NISA is eating people's food. So they're like, if we don't save these teams and make sure they're financially viable through the next 5 to 10 years, if they can't sustain themselves and drop off, and like, damn, they look down at NISA and be like, yo, this league is growing. They got all these, you know, teams all around the place. We have new competition, new markets to get exposed to, and the fees are significantly lower. Like, why don't we just go over to NISA? So USL is like, oh shit, that's different. Like, we got to put something in place that we can make sure that everybody's here stays here.
Yeah, because teams will, I think NISA is legitimately one, like, I guess, what would you call it? Like, television rights deal.
Yeah.
So they're like one television rights deal away from really taking a lot of people's food. Because if they can get like, if they can get one of those like backbench ESPN Plus deals where like you just get on like ESPN Plus for like peanuts or whatever, like just at the level we're talking about, that's enough to really like change the fortunes of a league like this.
Right now they have a deal with BN Sports Extra. So that was announced like late last year. I don't remember when, but I mean, they're on BN now. So if you, what I love about this too is BN Sports Extra. So if you have, you know, streaming TVs or whatever, you'll probably be able to watch all these NISA games with just what's built into your TV. And that's fire, bro.
Yeah, especially if you have like a, especially if you just have a cable package, because don't you qualify for BN Extra if you have a cable package that includes BN Sports?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I didn't even realize they were on BN Sports. Shanoa, do you know what BN Sports is?
Heard of that. Isn't that a network, right? I think I've heard of that network.
Yeah, it's a huge European-based sports network. They're really big on international soccer. So most people back in the day were buying these, you know, expensive cable packages just to get BN to watch international soccer. So this is cool.
I've heard of that one because during my time, fun fact, I used to work for Comcast. And back in the day, that was like one of, they took that out of the package. And a lot of people used to be like, why, we want BN back. We want BN back. So yes, I did know that that is an international network for soccer. I did know that.
Yeah, not much more on that one. Switching gears, Bobby Shmurda is free, but maybe not so sure what year it is. There is a.
Did you see that photo, bit?
Huh? Bruh, ass.
Getting acclimated, guys.
yeah, for sure. But like, bro, somebody.
No, somebody should have told him. Somebody should have told him.
The Dior sweater, like, that's on trend. You did right with that one. Got your jewels on, you know, dripping. But this do-rag under the hat with the, like, is he got a fucking crew neck sweater tucked in? What is happening? I don't know what's going on with this fit. But listen, he's out. He's a free man.
Maybe that's what he went in.
What? It has to be old, right? You think that's an old picture? I feel like it has to be an old picture.
Listen, you never know with the internet. All I'm saying is, whatever the time frame was, this fit is ass, bro.
yeah, it's bad. It is bad. It's very bad.
I hope he, like, really, first of all, I hope he gets himself in a stable position, because while he was in there, that label said absolutely nothing to him. So he, you know, he might be in the hole over there. So I hope he can keep his head on straight, stay out of trouble, get away from all that dumb shit he was doing before, You know, before he had, you know, maybe some sort of excuse, but not anymore, man. You made it out and stay the fuck out. So if he can keep his head on straight, get back to making some music that people want to hear, get some money, get out of debt, that would be awesome. So go Bobby Shmurda, man. Don't blow this, please. D'Angelo has the first verses without a verses. It was called D'Angelo and Friends, and it was just him performing with a bunch of special guests. So this one, I don't know why or how, but I didn't even know this was happening at all. I never saw a single mention of this until it was on.
I knew it was happening, but for some reason it didn't really register with me because it always felt to me like they were going to add someone and then they just never added. Like, I never heard the announcement that they were going to add someone and then it was just here.
I think it was disconnected for probably a few people, because you're right. So initially, from what Swiss and Tim said, that they were scheduled to have both him, D'Angelo, and Maxwell do a versus on Valentine's Day, but it didn't work out with Maxwell. So I think they just quickly was just like D'Angelo and Friends, but I think it just kind of went below the radar for a lot of people, because, like, to Kim's point, I think they were waiting for people to say, like, oh, is it going to actually be like an actual versus? And it ended up just not being that. So I think they tried to repurpose it. I mean, it was, I enjoyed it. Like, he's another person that I feel like we give a lot to. Like, you know how mm-hmm. people try to be like, well, Lauryn Hill, like, she only put out one album, but because they don't count the Fugees or whatever, but she only put out one solo album. Like, we can't say that she's whatever she is. And I feel like that's not warranted, because Lauryn actually is like a great, I don't know. That's a different debate for me. But for D'Angelo, like, I know that he has Untitled and he has Blady and Brown Sugar. But outside of that, I don't know if I, well, that you, as you mean the song or just the whole album?
No, that's the album.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was just naming like the singles that people like know. Oh, I just feel like the conversation of like D'Angelo being like this like GOAT, I don't know if I stand on that side. It was an enjoyable versus, though. I don't even know what you want to call it. It was an enjoyable performance. Like, it was good to see him out in that like floor length mink coat, whatever he had on. And it was cool to see her come out, but I don't know, like, it was cool. Like, it was a nice little vibe. It definitely was like, ooh, a vibe that I was like, well, I should have had somebody, you know, to watch this with, because it definitely wasn't something you just wanted to watch by yourself. It wasn't that bad at all, especially when Untitled came on. I was like, oh, this was the wrong versus to not have somebody with me tonight. But other than that, like, I thought it was pretty cool. Did y'all catch it? Because I know it was on the same time that we did Chop House. So did y'all get to see it?
I did not. Like, I popped in for a second when we were trying to like set up so we could watch during Chop House, but it didn't work out. So I was like, whatever. If I ain't know about it, then I don't know about it, and that's okay. I'm sure I'll hear about it if it's dope.
I went back and revisited a little bit because I did want to see like Meth and Red. I did want to see that part of it. There was something else I think I went back to see. Oh, yeah, I went back to see the Her part. But if it wasn't going to be, I think I had my heart set on D'Angelo versus Maxwell. And then when it became clear that it wasn't going to be D'Angelo versus Maxwell, I just kind of tapped out.
Yeah. Has Versus kind of run its course?
Because y'all just got so hype about Wu-Tang's and, or not Wu-Tang, but Ghostface and who was it? Raekwon? I don't think that it's over, because y'all just got dumb hype over that.
I think Versus is over as a first bill product where like you're just tuning in because it's Versus. And now it's one of those things where it's like, okay, Versus is this thing, but let me check the lineup and see, is this the Versus I want to like peep? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
The 78th annual Golden Globes happened over the weekend. I never watch any award shows really. So y'all gonna have to fill me in on this one. Did we have any big black winners? Wait, is that, that's not the way to say that.
Yo. Yo.
That is not, yeah, that is, that is not accurate.
I'm trying to be a better person.
Do we have any big wins for black people? There we go.
Yes, we did. So I usually watch award shows. This one, I think, again, like, I think because just in the COVID America, this one somehow missed me on radar, like missed my radar for somehow. I don't know how this one missed me, because a lot of people were in some people were in person, but a lot of people were on like remote. So it was just a little too disconnected for me to want to actually tune in. But to answer your question, yes, we did have 3 Black film actors win the Golden Globe for the first time since 2007. So that's a big headline. Daniel Kaluuya, he won. Chadwick Boseman, Audra Day. There was a woman director, I want to make sure I get her name, Chloe Zhao, became the first Asian woman and the second woman in 78 years to win the award for best director. So yes, there were some notable wins for the Black folk and people of color. So that was exciting. So yeah, I think outside of that, I didn't really catch nothing and nothing else in my timeline.
The last one, Sacramento backs out of MLS expansion. They were on the list. They had won their bid. They were supposed to move up to the big leagues. And yeah, they hit up Don Garber at MLS and was like, yep. Hey, that thing we talked about, fam, we off that.
Yeah. Well, this is the perils of the franchise model, right? Because each franchise has to like meet the similar valuations. So if at any point, like, you know, your investor group decides that this isn't worth the valuation, then you don't get a team, right? Yeah. So, like, that's kind of the perils of, like, you know, the model. Like, we're seeing, like, you know, people think this is a bug. This is actually a feature of the franchise model.
Yeah. I feel like while it's a bit of a downer for MLS, I think this is great news for Sacramento, actually.
It is.
I think that they should not have been trying to move up, because when these teams come from USL and move to MLS, they throw away everything. They throw away the badge. They throw away the designs and all the culture stuff that they've built up over the years to get to these incredible fan bases. Like, there are only so many of those diamonds anyway. Why would you, as a diamond, go to be a topaz in MLS? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So, and we watched this happen. Cincinnati did it. They had an absolutely crazy culture over there. And then move up to MLS, change the entire dynamic. The team is ass. They can't find their way. The badge changed. Like, everything that they built is no longer the same. So, yeah, I'm happy for Sacramento. Maybe there are some fans out there who like, I really wanted this to happen. But it's not what it seems, man. When y'all have something that special, you know, your merch is flyer. It's moving different. The way that team has established itself in the community in Sacramento, can't just replace that, uproot it, and take it somewhere else where it's, you know, way more corporate, way more restrictive. You know, that comes down on your fans who can't do this, can't do that. It changes everything, man. Don't do it.
Conspiracy theory Ken here. USL announced that revenue sharing model, and Sacramento was like, yo, you know what? We good down here, bro.
Honestly.
At the half this week, music selection time. Miss Green, what you got for us?
So for March being Women's History Month, I am going to be very intentional about all of my At the Half picks being from women this month, for the whole month of March. So to kick off, you know, again, the month of March, I'm going to give my At the Half pick to Sinead Hartnett, who I love. She's a great songstress. She has a single that she just came out with. It's called Last Love. It's a great, great song. She has a lot of dope songs, but she puts out stuff with like Earth Gang and, oh shoot, the guy's name is escaping me right now. Oh my God. He plays a saxophone. He has a song called Lady. Oh my God. What is his name?
Oh, Masigo.
Masigo. Thank you. I don't know why I couldn't think of his name, but yeah, they do a lot of stuff together too, but Sinead Hartnett, Last Love. Kicking it off for the month of March. So yeah, get into it, y'all. Last love.
Ken, what you got?
I feel kind of bad because I was about to give you some ratchet music on the first day.
Do what you feel.
Okay. Well, there is a artist out of the Bay. He's kind of making some waves. His name's 24 Karat Golden. Mm-hmm. And he had an album, it's called Dropped Out of College or whatever, but the standout track on it from a couple of years ago is called The Gram,
uh-huh.
And it's featuring Fetty Wap. And it's a nice little bop. We've been doing a lot on Instagram this week, like taking that to another level. And like, this has just been in my head. It's a pretty good bop. The Graham 24K Golden featuring Fetty Wap. He's got some more new singles out now that are doing really well. But yeah, give the Graham a check out.
Nice.
Okay, I'm going to have to check him out. I hate his name, though, but I'll still give him a chance.
Yeah, he's from the Bay, too, so he's really big on vibes.
Okay, 24K Golden. All right, we're going to check it out.
Yeah, and it'll be in the Spotify playlist, so you know what it is.
His single coming up is with DaBaby. So.
Yeah, I saw that. 3-2-1. Or no. Coco.
No, it's Coco.
Yeah.
My pick this week is a callback to a previous episode. Watt Sticks was here, and he talked about his new album coming out called Megawatts, Born in the Riots, and that album is here now. He has it on borninthriots.com. So slide on over there and cop that. But it's also available on streaming services. So if you pinch for cash right now, go ahead and stream it. Make sure you run it up. But if you can, like, go get those physical copies, because he needs the support, man. And we want to support him. Like, when I tell you we did this for something specific, Watts is one of those people. Like, we're doing this for him and the people that he's reaching out to in his community and Watts. So, yeah, get over there. Megawatts, Born in the Riot, fire-ass album. I went and copped the whole bundle that he put out. And I believe I got the very first one. It includes the album, a print of the album cover, a t-shirt that says Think Watts on it, a vinyl album, and then also a hardcover book of images. It's called Megawatts, The Motherland. So it's all these photos from Watts. So yeah, I'm super excited about this. Really happy to get all these pieces in. And I'm excited for Watts, man. Like, this is a brilliant album title. The music is fantastic. He's in there talking about something, kind of taking up the mantle that Nipsey left behind and making sure he continues to speak truth to power for his community. So, yeah, big up Watts Sticks, borninthriots.com. Get that.
Yeah, shout out to Sticks.
That was a fun episode. Yeah, Sticks is dope.
Yeah. So, Saucer Toss this week. We got an interesting one here with a blog post from Cult Kits. They have the best band kits in history. So let's run through these and see who got the fire and who does not.
Okay.
You want to start at the top with that Brazil Third kit, which I think is absolutely fire. Oh my God, I want that kit.
Bro, that shit right there, they should have just stopped the list right there. Like, nothing else matters after this.
Yeah.
Like, this is stupid.
That is fucking hot.
Oh my God. Straight blackout with instead of having the Confederation shield on the chest, it's on the sleeve and it just says Brazil in the front with the stars. Oh my goodness. And straight murdered out with a collar. Like, come on.
Bro, this is sick, bro.
Like, sauce.
This is my favorite Brazil jersey. Like, this is just my favorite Brazil jersey.
Yeah, sorry. This is supreme sauce. Supreme sauce. And that was that era too. That was like really timely of Nike to go with the whole murdered out thing, because people was doing it to cars and this, that, and the third. Like, everything was this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was ahead of its time for sure. This, like, they could drop this today and they would sell probably 200,000 copies, if not more.
Bro, I can see why they don't drop it. Because, like, Brazil is, like, really associated with the iconic yellow. You know what I mean? Like, you would see so many of these on the streets. They would have to do these third kits. These third kits would sell so much more than the iconic yellow, like, especially if they continued to do the blackout ones.
Yeah. How you feel, Shanoa?
I like it. It's kind of hard. Listening to y'all talk, it's weird that they haven't re-released this, but I like it. It's just like really classic. it looks like it's like a matte finish, but not really. I don't know if like, is that, what is that, velvet? What is that, velvet?
What is that, velvet?
What is that, velvet? it looks really good though. I like it. I would mind seeing somebody in this. This is cute.
Next up is Argentina 94-95 home shirt. This looks like the Galaxy throwback from 96, which makes sense because that's in that window.
Yep.
Which actually, let me run that back because they have it listed as 94-95. And then in the comments there, it says 96-97, which is right in line. This was a template for Adidas in that year. And yeah, this is not sauce. If you're an Argentina fan, like it's a cool piece, but it's not sauce.
This is totally back when they were really leaning into the flag shit on like every jersey. I can very clearly tell, like if you took the badge off of this, I could very clearly guess that it would either be like Argentina or like Uruguay.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's nothing that stands out about this. It really just looks like a really bad polo.
Well, I mean, if you look closely, there is some, I guess it's the AFA detail kind of like isolated and printed throughout it.
Yeah. So, I see that. Yeah, I can see it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice little touch. Chanoa, how you feeling on this one?
Again, like certain ones just look like the cliche soccer jersey, and this looks like that to me. I mean, it's not terrible, but again, like it just reminds me of like what the kids in my elementary school wore when they were like wearing soccer jerseys and like little Freddie was running around in his kit. This is what this reminds me of. So, and it goes with that era. So it says about 94-95. So it sounds about right. It's probably what little Jimmy had on in early middle school or early elementary school.
Oh my God.
So I don't particularly enjoy this one because again, it's just a little bit too plain for me. And again, it just looks like quintessential, like, oh, this was a soccer jersey back in the day. Like, it looks exactly like that. So I personally don't like it, but, you know, shout out to them.
Not little Jimmy. Oh, man.
Little Jimmy, he definitely was running around in this in early, in 95 for sure.
Fiorentina, 92-93 away, produced by Lotto. Chanoa, how you feel on this one?
Wait, which one?
Fiorentina, the purple one.
Oh, purple okay. One. That's what I thought. So I'm not mad at this one because purple used to be my favorite color. So I just kind of like the vintage look of it. It definitely has like, I like it. I wouldn't be mad if somebody like, I actually would kind of want this like now, like an oversized version. And I could wear like some, maybe like some ones or something like something with it. This is like kind of dope. I like this. I'm not mad at this at all.
All right. Ken, how you feeling?
I thought Chanel was going to say she liked this jersey because she used to drink 7-Up.
Of course I did. I did love 7-Up, though. I didn't want to be that cliche, but I did love 7-Up.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it used to be 7-Up over Sprite.
What? You really did. You really were a church person growing up. The only place I got 7-Up was at church.
Oh, I hate you. That's probably a fact. That is a fact. Oh my God. I didn't realize how niche in church that was until you said it. That's funny.
The only place I got 7-Up was church.
Oh, man.
They weren't doing that devil Sprite.
Mm-mm. They weren't.
You see them commercials? Mm-mm. They weren't doing that.
That is funny. Oh my God.
But yeah, I'm with Chanoa on this one. Like, at first when I looked at it, I was like, this is kind of trash. But like, the more I look at it, like, I could definitely rock this. Like, I definitely got some black ones I can rock with this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really wanted to get saucy, you could probably rock your black and red fives with it because it has the red dot from the 7-Up, the Florentina badge, the Fleur. What do they call it? The Fleur-de-Lis or whatever?
Fleur-de-Lis.
Fleur-de-Lis. Yeah, I'm not French, so whatever. That thing, that's red. And like you got the black and white. Is that not black? Navy? That might complicate it a little bit. But no, you could still get your shit off.
Yeah, I think, sauce for me on this one. I don't love it. However, I do love Lotto. anytime I see these lesser, not lesser, but, you know, not as prominent brands, I'm here for that. So I like this. I wouldn't wear it, but it is dope. I'll give it a sauce.
Wait, can I tell you why? Okay, so when you asked me, did I like this jersey at first, and you said Lotto, I was confused, and that's why I was like, wait, who? I thought you were talking about like Big Lotto, like that's all.
No,
like, wait,
hell no.
So I had to regroup. I just wanted to be a transparent moment on the pod for me. I was like, who's he talking about? Is he talking about Lotto? Like, I don't know what's going on here. So I just had to put that out there, because when you said it again, I'm like, oh, he's talking about the name. I definitely had a blonde moment. Y'all, it's fine.
All good. Cameroon 2002 sleeveless.
They should bring this back.
Guns out, baby.
Yes, I want to see arms and biceps and backs and traps. Like, I want to see all of that. They need to bring this back. Why can't they bring this back? I want to sexualize men on the field again. So I want them. So I think that they should go back to this. If we can, you know what I'm saying? Like, why not? Why not? And if Puma, like, definitely bring it back.
Oh God, this is ass.
I don't it's the material that makes it not that great. Like, if it was a different type of fabric, I think it might look a little better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's the cloth, something about the material, I think, is what's making it not that lit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I actually think this is really lit. Like,
oh my God, Ken. Oh,
I don't know, no, really just lit. But
bro, we used to wear basketball jerseys as kids, son.
Basketball.
I think as a concept, like, this is really lit. But what I think what has happened is that, like, when you get into, like, identification of things, whenever you see, like, a sleeveless jersey, you automatically think basketball. Because basketball is the only sport that you get a sleeveless jersey, right? So, I feel like if this was normalized more, then this would be dope. Because, I mean, like, I like the concept of it, right? Like, you got the badge on one side, you know, you got the lion on the other side, you got the Puma in the middle. I mean, you got the Comic Sans number right there. Like, you know, it all kind of aesthetically fits.
Yeah, I agree with you. I hear you.
But, like, you know, if this was normalized more, I think this, like, I see it as dope because I wear tank tops during the summer anyway. Like, my gun's coming out anyway. But what do you think of doing all these push-ups for?
Okay, you're annoying, bye.
But yeah, I mean, this is a sauce for me. I mean, obviously it's not one for Rocks, but this is a sauce for me.
Yeah.
Like, aesthetically, it makes sense. Like, just the way that it's all placed. But I get what you're saying, Ken.
Yeah. Following up with that, Cameroon is here again. 2004, One Piece. I can't even say this shit without laughing.
Yo, I want the One Piece, bro.
Get this shit the fuck out of here,
listen, again.
I want the One Piece, bro.
Allow us to sexualize men on the field again. So I love it. I'm here for it. You know, I can see abs and chest and, again, biceps and traps. I'm a bat girl. So I can see your traps coming through the shirt. Like, I'm cool with this. Bring it back. Bring it back. Let us see. I like it. Come on. That's actually kind of crazy that they have a whole one too, though.
It's actually kind of crazy.
And you know what? Did y'all peep the, like, slash on the side? Like, the what? So it, like, the is that supposed to be like a Puma slash? Y'all see those, like,
the lions?
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the lions, the slash. This is actually hilarious. I'm here for this whole thing. It's kind of reminds me of, like, a male stripper, but not. So I'm like, you know what? Go for it.
Is that how they put it on? Do they put it on through the rips? Like, I'm trying to figure out how you get this on, because I'm legitimately thinking about buying one of these.
Bro, nobody's going to address this shitty ass waistline. Like, who is responsible for, like, look how it cinches on 13. Like, that is terrible.
No, it's so you can see the six pack and not the eight pack.
Like, I agree. What does that have to Instagram run it?
It's very functional. It's very functional. God,
this is absolutely horrid.
You've obviously never worn a onesie before.
I'm also 6'4", so good luck finding a onesie this large.
Oh no, yeah, no.
Yeah. I'm gonna buy mine in large, and I'm gonna buy Rox's in triple X. And if I find two of these, you've got no excuse for not doing a photo shoot. Yikes. We go do a camera room photo shoot in the onesies.
Yikes.
Bringing the calendar back, bro.
Are they, so is this no longer a thing? Like, they don't wear these types of, you know, one pieces anymore?
Hell no.
First and only.
I think they should bring it back. I think they should just do it for nostalgic reasons. And I definitely need to know where number 19 is to this day. Where is he? Find his Instagram. Find his information. I need to know. Let me Google the roster, because I need to find him now.
All right. It's a 2004 roster.
Yeah. I'm about to look.
And, for real, like, in the world of soccer kits, like, this isn't that far removed from the era when they were putting underwear in the shorts. Like, they were swim trunks.
That's entirely different. That's functional. That's like, you know, that makes sense.
How is the onesie, fam? Okay, so explain to me how the onesie isn't functional. Just explain it to me. Because, on the field, you can't pull the jersey because it's one piece.
Bro, how do you...
That's even you more gotta
step into your uniform. You gotta unzip the back. Like, yo, help me get out of my uniform. Like, what the hell?
Yo,
what the hell is going on here, bro? This is terrible.
Yo, building camaraderie, man. Like, you know, how you think supermodels bond? Yes. Zipping each other up.
You tried it, bro. This is terrible. Oh my goodness, this is bad.
You not gonna zip me up if I get the onesie, Rox?
Zip you up, nigga, is you funny. Got me. Listen, I need them to bring it back just for one time's sake for me, for your girl. And I'm gonna find one.
Oh my god. China 2018 2019 away shirt, almost blackout with just a yellow badge, yellow Nike swoosh, and a yellow neck detail. How you feeling about this one?
I mean, I like it. Like, yeah. But I mean, I guess China's going China, so like, whatever.
This is sauce. Anytime you do dragons in China, that's a win.
Yeah.
And especially because this kit template from 2018-19 is so prevalent, but they didn't really do anything with it.
Yeah.
You had some that had like the contrasting sleeves. That's pretty cool or whatever. But this is a different angle, and it minimizes that sleeve detail. So this is crazy to me. This is absolutely sauce.
Yeah, no, they, for some reason, the government said they weren't going to run it. But they said there's still some floating around. Like, if you catch it internationally, like, you might be able to get on eBay and find one of these. So.
Yeah, and they're always – well, let me shut up. Nope. Mexico, 1999, home. This is green with white accents, and it has the large – how do I explain that motif?
I believe that is the eagle from the flag, or maybe
The Mexican national shield. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So the Mexican national shield motif is large all over print and repeats on the shoulders. This is sauce. I'm not quite sure why. Because I don't really love this use of the all-over print, but yeah, it's cool. I'll give it a sauce.
Outside of the like bulky text, I would say, like, it's really giving me like Italian luxury brand vibes.
Oh, like faux Versace.
Yeah, like you notice how, like, you know, like Versace or like Louis V. where they have kind of like the print and then they have like their main logo like prominently displayed based like, you know, with some matching print or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm totally getting that feel for it minus like the text. So like, yeah, this is saucy for me. It's not entirely sauce, but yeah, like it's a little watered down, but like, yeah, this is sauce for me.
Yeah. You got to rock this with boots though.
What do you mean? Like Tim's?
Hell no, man. Like cowboy boots.
Oh,
like go full Mexico with it. Yeah, that should be hard. And especially if you get the exotics with the matching green and white, son, you would fuck shit up with this. What? That thought just upped the sauce level for me for this. Because you can do so much like Homer stuff with it.
That you think I could let my crazy cowboy hat do with this?
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I see it. I see the vision. Because I do have a black cowboy hat. Yeah, I could let the black cowboy hat go with this. Okay.
Yeah. It's all about exploration and like, you know, defying expectations, man. You come out with this and just like full Homer it, bro. That should be fire.
Who bought a pair of Durangos when they were a teenager and still got
absolutely
them?
Not, fam. Me. The final one, Barcelona 2020-2021. This shirt here is white with a cross something. I don't even know how to explain that. Some sleeve stripes and then the Barcelona badge. Oof, man. This is ass. Wow, this is bad.
So there are a couple of different plays on this because the base of the jersey is supposed to be for Barcelona's patron saint, because a lot of people don't Saint George, because a lot of people don't know this, but Football Club Barcelona, it's actually started by a couple of English dudes, I believe.
Like, I can respect where they were trying to go with it, but the Catalan colors are so signature that you can't just abandon that. This is terrible. This is absolutely a toss. I hope there are no copies of this in existence.
And also, too, it's white, and that's Real Madrid's color.
Yep.
So, like, Barcelona would never get caught dead in white.
Yeah. All bad. All bad. It is headed home time. Shanoa Green, can you send us out with a good word for this week?
I really have I think I'm going to repurpose the headed home to highlight some Black women for Women's History Month. So I'm going to start by giving a highlight for Bianca Smith. She was the MLB's first Black woman coach, which I think she deserves some air horn. She was hired as a minor league coach for the Red Sox, making her the first Black woman coach in the MLB's 151-year history, y'all. So shout out to Bianca Smith, leading the charge. I think that, again, I just want to continue to amplify, you know, women, obviously, and then women, Black women in particular. So again, I'm going to probably just be repurposing all of my head at home for the month of March to highlight women that have done dope things that you may or may not have heard of. So shout out to Bianca Smith for the head of home. We appreciate you and keep doing dope shit. Pew, 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 pew. Bianca Smith.
Pew, 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 pew. Fire, fire. Ken, what you got?
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Don't carry things that are going to weigh you down. I recently, just a little bit of my professional life, I recently started a new job from another job. And just the weight of being at a job that I feel inspired by and that I feel really ready to work from is just a giant lift off of my soul. Mm. Like, you would be surprised how much things drag into other parts of your life just by affecting your mood. So, if some shit's dragging you down, just let it go. That's my head at home.
Yeah. My head at home is thanks again to everyone who came out to the last Chop House. We appreciate that. Another good time. Had so much fun. Again, up way too late into the wee hours of the morning. But man, it's always so much fun. And just, you know, how quickly the time flies when we're all in there sharing stories, laughing, joking, drinking, that sort of thing. We're trying to come up with the next theme night for the next Chop House. So if you have any cool ideas that you would like to do, please let me know, because we can get it on the schedule. The next Chop House will be Saturday, March 13th. So mark your calendars now, get ready, and we'll see you there. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Chop Soccer Podcast, episode 25, with your host, Rox Fontaine, and...
It's your boy Ken Jennings, aka Mr. Jeopardy. I'll take white people for 200, Alex. White people destroy cultures to sell this, but rarely use them themselves. Anyone? What are spices, Alex? Correct.
Shut his mic off.
That was good. What are spices? What are seasonings?
Yeah, what are seasonings?
And it's your girl Shanoa, no AKA, but glad to be here with y'all. This was a good episode. Hope y'all enjoy it. I ain't got nothing else for y'all.
Excellent. You already know what to do. Do all the things that help us grow. Like, comment, share, subscribe, download these episodes. You know we need it and we appreciate it. Y'all been rocking with us and running the numbers up, and we love it. And we're going to keep bringing this dope shit for y'all. If you want to reach out to us on Twitter, at ChopSoccerPod, Instagram, at ChopSoccerPod, shoot your comments and suggestions via email to ChopSoccerPod@gmail.com. If you love what we're doing and you want to help us get to the next level, you can donate to the show, paypal.me/chopsoccerpod. We greatly appreciate it. Shout out to our first donor. We love you so much for that. Thank you. We're not going to put her on the spot, but we see you. We love you. We appreciate you. And you know the vibes. Peace.
Good night, Zimbabwe.